This has been a joy to us. It's done so many things for so many people. We didn't know how we were going to possibly staff all this because, you know, it costs a lot of money. We had probably the most wonderful volunteers from the town here that you could possibly wish for. So many people would say to me, my grandchildren are away. I don't see them very often. Would it be good if I came down? I could only volunteer maybe 4 hours a week. Would it be all right? And they have come and they've volunteered for us and they've loved it themselves so much that they've found another 4 hours and so on and so forth. And then there were many children who wanted to join the staff too, and they said, can children volunteer? And we said, well, you know, under the age of 12 is a little difficult. But most of them anyway did manage to volunteer, and we've had some wonderful stories come from this. The children were very nervous and were not children who would speak out to anybody else. And because of now working in the museum, they now have confidence and they're talking to people. It's done so much, not just for us, but for the people who've worked there. It's become an unbelievable entity.
It was kind of a unique experience, the way the volunteer program started. We knew we'd need volunteers. None of us had any experience, didn't know what to do. So 8 of us sat around a table, and each of us had the Seminole phone directory in front of us. So we simply went down every name in the directory and discussed every person in the phone book. You know, do they work? Would they be good with children and so forth? And then we made a mark by them, and those that we thought would be good, we called them, and that's how we got our volunteer program started.
And in our summer months, we have to have at least 250 volunteers available in the summer. And we never have a problem. This is a town of 7,500 people, and we have that many.
The museum has hands-on in a courtroom. Name some of them.
Well, by definition, a children's museum contains hands-on educational exhibits for children 3 to 12. We've expanded that, and we believe that we are good for children of all ages. Most children's museums around the country simply have the definition of various hands-on exhibits, not necessarily connected to each other in any way, but we are career-oriented. When we give children orientation, we tell them that we want them to be thinking about what they want to do when they become older, and we say, go into our kid town and go into the courtroom and role play as a judge or lawyer. Go into our healthcare exhibit and role play as a doctor or nurse. Become a railroad engineer, a teacher, a dentist, an oil person, a paleontologist, and on and on and on. And it has proven to be very successful. And now we've been open long enough. We opened in January 1993, where parents are coming to our director and saying, I remember when my children first came to the museum and spent most of the day in the courtroom, and now he's in law school. And someone else, I remember my daughter coming to the healthcare exhibit, and now she's in medical school, and that sort of thing. But one of my favorite stories, and to kind of show that it really does work in a way, is there was a little 9-year-old girl came to the museum with her mom. Her mom was a doctor. Her dad was a doctor. Her grandfather was a doctor. Ever since this little girl could walk and talk, she wanted to be a doctor. Well, she spent most of the day in our grocery store, and her mom said, now she wants to be a checker.
Kim Henry has been very helpful.
Wonderful.
To you. Why don't you tell us about that?
The story of Kim is that, of course, my association with the Henry family started a long time back in theater. I've done some local theater in Shawnee and some in various theaters in Oklahoma City. And through the connection, I was once in a play called A Man for All Seasons with Robert Henry. He played my son-in-law in the show. And through that connection, we became very good friends. We remained friends over it because Robert's always been very enthusiastic about anything English and historical and stuff like that. So I was just up his alley. He had all kinds of questions to ask me when we first met. I was constantly racking my brain or picking my brain trying to answer his questions. Anyway, through that association, we became friends with his cousin, who is Brad, and then Kim Henry, who is the governor's wife. She is a wonderful lady. Of course, education is her field, too. She was delighted to know that the museum was in existence and brought her children several times prior to us really getting to know her. And then before we had the expansion, she came up with all kinds of ideas of what we could and couldn't do. She's been on our board and a wonderful, wonderful member.
And there was that instance when Kim reached out for raising funds for you, and I believe she asked the hospital, Integris Hospital, first to contribute. Is that true?
Kim was a member of our board. Kim and Brad Henry had been helpful from the very beginning. Kim once said, my children grew up in the museum. They lived in Shawnee, 20 miles away. One morning, Kim called and said, give me something to do. Well, getting a call from the First Lady, I'm certainly not going to say there's nothing we want you to do. So I immediately thought for a second and said, we have our hospital exhibit, and we always wanted to put a surgery suite in there. And then Kim said, have you asked Integris to help you? I said, no. Then she said, do you know Stan Hupfeld? He was the CEO of Integris. And I said, no, I've never met him. She said, I'll make an appointment for you and Marcy to meet Stan Hupfeld. She called back a couple of days. She said, the appointment's made. The meeting will take place in my office. I'll be there. You and Marcy come at such and such a time and date. So we come. Stan Hupfeld is there. And Stan Hupfeld early on says, I've never been to a children's museum. I don't know what one is. There's no way I could commit to anything when I don't know what I'm talking about. I want to see the museum. So we made an appointment for Stan Hupfeld to come to Seminole. Kim came also. Marcy and I gave Stan a tour with Kim along. At the end of the tour, I knew things were going well when Stan said, I can't wait to come back with my grandkids. Finally, he said, now what do you want from us? I said, well, we always wanted to put a surgery suite in our healthcare exhibit. He said, what would it cost? I kind of gulped hard a little bit, and I said, well, we do have some plans for it, and it would cost about $100,000. His response was, Melvin, you're thinking too small. Why don't you ask me for $500,000, and I'll raise that for you, and you can put in a state-of-the-art healthcare exhibit. I said, yes, please. He and Kim raised $100,000 each from five hospitals, and they were in Oklahoma City, Integris, OU Medical Center, St. Anthony's, Mercy, and then St. Francis in Tulsa. There's five of Oklahoma's major and biggest hospitals. So we had the money for the healthcare exhibit, but we still had to build a wing. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Museum Network came into being, and it was decided that we needed room for science exhibits. So we figured out how much room we would need for science exhibits and how much for the healthcare exhibit. It was several hundred thousand dollars. We went to a number of individuals and corporations and foundation, and we raised that amount of money. And for the number of square feet that we needed, it was going to be a floor and a half. The Children's Museum does not like to borrow money. We'd never been in debt. So we don't do a project until we already have the money. So we raised the money for the construction of the wing. Construction started, and the construction manager said it would be a lot better for you if instead of building a floor and a half, you build two complete floors, because eventually you might need to do so. Much cheaper to do it now. He convinced us that was a good idea. So we were going to go into debt, and we told the construction manager, go ahead, build two floors. Meanwhile, there was a lawyer. He was actually raised in Seminole. He'd never been in the museum. He was a very prominent lawyer in Oklahoma City. His name was Reggie Witten. I had invited him to come to the museum a number of times and never got any response. And a friend of mine said, he's very fond of Kim Henry, and if Kim invited him, you might get a different response. So Kim Henry invited Reggie to come to the museum. He has a foundation. He came down with all of his trustees. Kim came also. They toured the museum. At the end of the tour, Reggie says to me, how are you doing financially? And I said, well, we're doing fine, except we do need some money because we're building this new wing and we don't have all the money for it. He said, how much are you short? My response was $200,000. And then he left. The next morning, Reggie called and said, when are you next coming to Oklahoma City? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I'm coming today because I have a meeting there. He said, well, when you finish your meeting, come by my office. Went by his office, gave me a check for $200,000. Many of our major exhibits, maybe all of our major exhibits, we have plaques up and we've named some of the areas after people who donate most of the money. So we told Reggie that for his generosity, we would allow him to put the name on the new wing. We expected him to name it the Witten Newman Foundation because this was the foundation that gave us the $200,000. We had our next meeting. We've had several of our meetings in the Phillips Pavilion, which is adjoining the Governor's Mansion. So we had our meeting there, and Kim was there as a board member. Governor was there, and we had a really excellent board meeting. At the end of the meeting, we invited Reggie to come up and name the new wing, and he named it the Kim Henry Science Works Wing.
Wow. That's great.
And Kim had no idea.
She didn't. She was really shocked.
Yeah. Did she get upset about it as you did when your name was put on the museum?
No, I think hers was quite different.
But she said it was the nicest honor she'd ever received.
It really was.
She said it was the best moment of her life, except for the birth of her children.
That's right. That's what she did say. Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah.
And she's now, a very gracious lady. Uh-huh.